This is the HopeCast Network, stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Movie Torture, where we watch bad movies so you don't have to. As always with us, we have our boss, CEO of Movie Torture Land, the first lady of Movie Torture, Hannah, and we have the goat of podcasting, the one and only, the very infamous little baby hands, Brad. And we have with us in our chat, as always, this show wouldn't be complete without him. The Mr. No TV MTD is with us in the crowd. And me, your host, the podfather of podcasting, Jacob. Now join us as we get the great opportunity to review and talk about Look Who's Talking. What's up, guys?
What's up?
What's happening?
Great intro. I agree, MTD. It's just quality every time.
His intros are amazing, I gotta say. And since Roger doesn't listen to our show anymore, I'll just say, my little buddy Brett.
His voice is deeper than that.
My little buddy Brett.
Welcome.
My little buddy Brett.
Hannah, do it. Hannah does it great. What is it, Hannah?
She does.
She does it perfect.
She does. She does
it so good.
Welcome to another edition of Movie Torture. My name's Roger. Here's always my good buddy Brad. And the first lady of Movie Torture. What's up, Brad?
I'm glad that you call my good buddy and not little buddy, because usually you call me little Roger, so I'm actually feeling pretty good.
Well, you know, my wife got on to me and she told me I need to be a little bit nicer, so I'm trying.
Reality is, so Kristen called my wife, told me how I was hurting your feelings, and you would cry after each show. So my wife told me to stop calling you little buddy Brad.
Yeah, but don't you worry, you are still my little buddy Brad.
Now he'll be like, I'm sitting here with baby hands Brad. Oh, I'm excited to be here. Hello, I like that Hannah does the baby hands now. We should have a shirt that we sell. It just does this. It says baby hands Brad.
It is amazing as I'm doing the both of your guy, you're like it's like the rally call.
When we get our own show and we're brought in live to a theater, we'll come in on our camels. Mm-hmm. And we'll have our baby hands as we're.
Could you imagine this though? The comes in and you just have a full theater full of people just with their little fingers going.
That's when you know you've arrived. If we walk into a theater and the fans are going like this,
we made it.
And they're wearing shirts that says First Lady, and she's signing autographs.
My merch piece can be little crowns. They can all have little tiaras.
Oh.
It's my merch piece. You don't get to decide what it is.
Yours would have to be you on a four-wheeler.
I would be down with a sweatshirt with me on a four-wheeler.
What would Jacob's would definitely be goth.
But it's gotta be like you on a four-wheeler, but your like head's like overly sized, like a character. That's how you make
like a
great
bobblehead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
A bobblehead of Hannah. Oh, that would be amazing. And I just like tip the head every episode. She's like. And then my bobblehead has really little tiny hands.
Your head doesn't move. It's the fingers on the bobblehead. She's like. Yeah.
I love it. I like how we've created this whole. We need somebody to bring us into their movie, to their theater, so we could do a show, a live event. So we need. Would MTD show up to the live event?
I would hope so.
No,
but
he would be behind
on stage, though.
He'd be behind on the computer, and his chat would just be coming up on the big screen.
With his mask. That would be. Okay. But I feel like all the fans would want to meet MTD.
They would, but here's the thing. He would sit in this, in like smack dab middle of the crowd, incognito, because he just looks like your dad. Like somebody's nice dad is just there watching the show, and he's sitting there. And nobody knows. He's just chatting people up, but then he has his phone and he's like texting things during the show, and they pop up on the screen.
That'd be epic.
Wouldn't they wonder why this old timer's on his phone and not paying attention to the show?
No.
They would think that fit right in, right?
Yeah. His phone is dinging because he doesn't know how to turn it off. The screen is like 1,000% brightness because he doesn't know how to turn it down in the theater.
We make him chat with us on Snapchat for that show. So he's an old man's got Snapchat pulled up. Yeah. Boy, look at this old timer. He's on
Snapchat. With the one finger and the enlarged text.
He's got his readers on. He's in a hockey mask. And they're like, are you MTD? He's like, no, I'm not MTD. I don't, what are you talking about?
He's actually never going to come to a show now.
He would come. He would stay backstage in our dressing rooms.
I'd be really sad about that. I would rather him just go incognito in the crowd so he could be there.
He said he'd be there. He would be in the dressing room. And then when we come out after the show in the back alley, they'd want his autograph. They'd say,
why are
we
going in an alley? Why can't the autographs happen?
We're going in a dark alley.
To get in our limo.
Oh, we have a limo.
On our camels. To get back on our camels.
We just have a parade escort back to our...
How much do we charge? $10 a head to come into the show? Or
$10? We got to pay for camels and a limo. We got to charge more than $10.
Anyway.
The reality, it would be just MTD in the crowd.
Yeah, that's really the reality. The janitor would say... excuse me, sir, can you leave the theater? We're trying to clean. And he's like, I'm here watching Movie Torture. There's nothing going on, sir. He's only in there by himself.
He's like, I'm part of the cast.
sure you are, old man. They put him in the paddy wagon and take him off.
They don't believe him.
No. Oh, and then he's in like this home, and he's like a padded room. And he's like, I'm really on Movie Torture. And they're like, that's the guy that thinks he's on Movie Torture.
Oh, that's so sad.
We just made MTD a psychotic person.
No, you made MTD.
Yeah, don't put that on me.
We have not talked about our new logo, by the way, for our listeners that I need to change online. But our new logo is amazing.
It is dope.
Jacob looks like he just got back from school.
He sells drugs.
Shooting or... Yeah, or he's got a shotgun in that jacket, right? Like he's definitely carrying weapons.
Yeah,
no, it looks like I just got off of goth dating online.
Yes, your urban legend goth dating online. And Hannah looks like this sweet little girl at the grocery store holding a half loaf.
I look like I'm ready to be a mom.
You do, and MTD. I can see MTD's eyes in that mask. I mean, that's legit him. So, he's got the mask on. Me, baby hands. I'm just promoting baby hands at this point.
Love it.
Wait, which logo is this? Am I looking at the wrong one? Our most recent one?
The one you like. You changed our chat to it. Yeah. That's legit his eye. In that. But hey, we have a sponsor tonight. Are you ready for the sponsor?
Let's hear it.
Have you ever wondered what your baby thinks of you?
Always.
We are sponsored by the Baby Brain Translator 3000 trademark. This revolutionary new device that turns your little bundle of joys, judgy inner thoughts into words. Wow, mom's singing again. Can someone please turn off the noise? Yes, the Baby Brain Translator 3000. You'll finally hear the truth straight from the source. Dad just tried to change my diaper like it was a bomb disposal. Calm down, man. No more mystery, just brutal honesty from your pint-sized roommate. Oh, look, mom's eating snacks again. I guess we're both wearing diapers for a reason. Y'all get
real-time
insights. into how your baby really feels about your parenting. Dad's beard smells like sadness and barbecue sauce. Mom just Googled, why won't my baby nap for the 12th time today? Hear every adorable insult. I love you, mommy, but I also just threw up on your favorite shirt because chaos is my love language. The Baby Brain Translator 3000 finally proving that your baby's not crying, they're judging. Call now, 1-800-BABY-SASS, because your baby's got thoughts, and they're not all nice.
Yep.
Okay, what's the movie we're doing tonight, Jacob?
Look Who's Talking, which, right off the jump, has the most, probably insane, wild intro into a movie.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. I have no words, and I don't even want to talk about it.
I can never listen to that Beach Boys song ever.
Yeah.
Ever. And not now this beat.
Round, round, get around. I get around. This, Jacob, you texted me. This does have a great soundtrack. This movie does.
It does have an amazing soundtrack for the movie.
I'm watching it with Max, my 12-year-old, and he's like, look at that sperm. And I'm like, you know what that is? He's like, yeah, it's sperm, Dad. And I'm like, oh my God. I thought it was like tadpoles when I was a kid. I didn't know it was sperm.
Willis is like hooting and hollering all the way down.
Yeah, he's like, oh, gotta get in there. Let's go. Let's go.
Out of the way, guys. I got a map.
So we
craziest
meet.
Craziest intro ever.
Oh, yeah. But before we get there, Hannah, give us the synopsis of this movie. Oh,
boy. All right. Well, there's a woman who makes really poor decisions with men, and she ends up getting pregnant by one. And basically, this baby's entire existence from sperm until toddler is voiced over by none other than Bruce Willis. So she gets pregnant. But she doesn't want anyone to know because the dude who got her pregnant is a piece of garbage who has a whole other family and keeps lying to her and making promises that he's going to leave his wife. But does he ever do it? No, because that never happens. Anyways, she tells everyone that she got artificially inseminated and that is how she became pregnant. So then everyone asks her if she's a lesbian because only lesbians do that. And then she continues to look for a father for her baby. And can't find one because, as we already know, she has poor choice in men. But along the way, she meets old Johnny Boy. John
Travolta.
Yeah. Blanked on his name.
Wow.
He's her taxi driver. He brings her to the hospital, ends up becoming her permanent babysitter, ends up being a dad to the kid, and then, like, they basically live happily ever after.
Hannah, that might be your best recap you've ever done.
Thank you.
That was a good one.
Appreciate
that. Was good. We got John Travolta. We've got the lady who directed Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yep.
And Clueless making this movie. And you've got prime. I'm talking the most beautiful Kirstie Alley in this movie. I mean, she is a stunner in this. She's very pretty in this movie. Secret confession, I wanted to marry her as a kid. I thought she was like,
I'm shocked.
Smoke show.
Could have never guessed.
Two words. Smoke show. She was great. I mean, even though her and her co-star are Scientologists, you know, they were good together in this movie.
Yeah, they're great. Love them.
Yeah. They were great. I mean, Hannah, have you ever dated a man who made you promises like this man, but not been able to cash those checks?
Brad, you know my dating history.
Let's say bounce.
You asked that question.
I know, but listeners need to know,
Hannah. Because
if they
had kept their promises, I wouldn't still be single. So, yes.
You wouldn't be on this podcast. She's like, if they'd have kept their promises,
okay, hold on,
I wouldn't be here.
What's worse? What's worse? me calling you out that Brad fired you, or Brad just shaming you on this podcast, bringing out your horrible dating choices.
I wasn't shaming. I'm just like, why do women listen to these losers? She was going on all these dates when she had the guy from Greece showing up at her apartment babysitting every night.
Well, no, she wasn't going on all those dates. At the beginning, she really loved this loser and thought he was going to leave his wife for her.
But they're never going to leave. They're never going to leave their spouse.
Well, he did leave for another girl.
We know that, okay? But women who make poor choices like that hear what they want to hear, and they look straight past all the red flags.
Yeah, there's a lot of red flags with this guy. This guy's played by Pops and the Goldbergs, by the way, who
you
I
call
love.
Me savage. And Brad's over here like, Hannah, have you ever?
Knowing full well what I have done.
That's savage. That's savage.
Hannah can take it, though, because she knows she's like a little sister to me. So there's... Hannah doesn't realize she's got six brothers. No. Yeah, six brothers.
Yep.
Counting me and you, Jacob, into her brother list. We'll be at their family reunion.
For sure.
I'll make sure you get that invite. No. But I don't understand, like, why is she falling for this idiot? He is a loser with a capital L. She could do so much better. Christy Alley should have no problems finding a date in New York City.
With
handsome, eligible bachelors. And somehow she only ever ends up going on dates with old, stuffy accountants.
Yep.
Who are not handsome and who have fake hair.
Yeah, and then who stiffer and make her pay the bills because
John Travolta's fault.
Yeah.
But he liked it, so that says something about him.
Okay, but here's the thing. So jump just a tiny bit, so she ends up getting, you know, pregnant, have the baby. John Travolta's driving to the hospital, and they just allow him. They don't question who he is. They don't ask to see
who he's truly for.
They're just like, you just come in this hospital room with this lady and help her deliver this baby.
He's like, oh, I'm not the father. Okay.
Yeah.
They just don't care. They're like, come on, let's go.
Yeah, like, okay. So this guy went from picking her up to seeing her crowning. He saw it all. He saw her privates in this moment. Like, that's a weird move, because now they hold this emotional bond with each other for life, right? You would think.
I don't think she was present enough to have an emotional bond.
Right.
She was just in pain.
Yeah.
And he was just kind of just like there.
It's true.
Like doing the right thing, but not out of emotion. It's just kind of who he is.
I did like the scene where they gave her the demonic voice. That was funny.
Yeah.
I feel like if I was making this today, I would make it more... I would make it even funnier. Like, she would be just, like, berating him the whole time. What are you looking at? Like, I'm just here. What are you doing? And then she just keeps on, like, in, you know, just hitting him. And then he goes, is that poop? Like, that would be the funniest part of the whole, let's see. Just like, oh my gosh. Like, he sees her just melt down. I think that would have been a funnier scene if we made it today.
Funny in the cab when he's like funny. Driving her like crazy, and then she's like, if you need to know everything about my life, I was artificially inseminated. He's like, what are you, a lesbo?
Yeah, that was the best line. I like how you go zero to lesbo in like, I mean,
10 seconds.
In like a second. Like, just, oh, you got artificially inseminated. You can't be liking men then, because we'll give you the baby. And I love how he's wearing the shades that wrap around your ear.
Yeah,
I don't understand
fall
that move, huh?
So they don't fall off.
I guess because he's doing a lot of driving and bouncing, and like his glasses
are
constantly.
That goes.
Yeah, like
that just used to be a thing back then.
So what's it's he? True. What do you think he's making as a cabbie, also flying planes?
Probably well, New York. Probably a decent amount of money because everybody uses cabs.
But he's out of business now because of Uber, right? Like he's Ubering more at this point.
I think in New York, cabs are still a thing.
Yeah,
They for sure are.
Yeah, you're right. Like,
when 90% of your population is using cabs or subways, they're still a thing.
And it's really hard to. My brother tried to Uber when he lived in New York. It was not easy.
I bet.
Yeah.
It could not be that easy.
But he said at one point, he said he made like $1,100 a month. Was he talking about?
For teaching flight school, he made $1,100 a month.
And she's like, why do you do it? Like, she's like, something. She was shady. Because
he wants the flight time. Right.
He's such a nice, likable guy.
Yeah.
But hold on a second. I'm going to throw some shade in there a little bit. He is a very nice, likable guy, but he had ulterior motives when he first went back to her house to give her the wallet and all that because he wanted her address to get his dad moved into a new place. So at first, he was using her.
Is it his dad address. Or his uncle?
Her grandfather. He was his grandpa.
Oh, grandpa. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a user, right? He's an opportunist.
He talks about all the free stuff he can get. He free
kind
meals.
Of innocent though. Like he just is. Needed an address.
He was just trying to get a better place for his grandpa.
Yeah,
I feel like him and MTD could write a book on how to get free things, cheap things, how to not spend like a lot of money.
You could write that book, Brad.
No. I spend money. I'm not super cheap. But I mean, you know.
Spend it on particular things.
Yes. Oh, my lady.
If you're a single dude, okay, are you agreeing to lock up your Friday nights babysitting?
No, but
heck no.
For Kiersey, NCD says, are you saying I'm cheap? Yes, I definitely am.
But would
for
you
Kiersey
do it?
Alley, I would lock up my Friday's babysitting.
I was
going to
say, would
Alley.
You do it in the hopes that you would get the girl?
Well, yeah, basically. Yeah. But did he want her at that point?
But I think, yes, he did. I mean, he's seen all of her at this point. Like, he's seen
not
it all.
Not a good life.
Okay, you're acting like it's a lovely thing to see someone give birth, and I just don't think that's the experience.
It's not a lovely thing, but they are next level on their friendship. He's no longer taxi
but
driver.
But he had to babysit in order to get his grandfather that place.
That's true.
And like, so she basically had him in a chokehold and she was going to get what she wanted.
Two Robert's classes
he needed something.
In Friday night.
Yep.
But here's the thing. I don't know if I'm letting a cabbie just watch my kid.
She didn't see, here's the thing. Sleep deprivation, isolation, and desperation will cause you to do some questionable things.
But she got to see how good he was with him because when he first drops off the bag, he's very sweet and kind to her. Mm-hmm. And then she proceeds to be a jerk and just lets him put breast milk in his coffee and lets him drink it before she
so
decides
about it. He's like, well, he was very chill about it. I'm going to take my sub and my breast milk and get out of your hair. So calm.
Yeah, I was like, it's like, wow, you're not throwing up. And
you're a keeper, sir.
But she was mean to him. He had really no reason to want to stick around.
She was kind of mean to him.
He had to stick around.
For his
only
grandpa.
For his uncle. But like, he didn't have
grandpa.
To like
grandfather.
Her. Our grandfather. Whatever. He didn't have to like her. But again, she was kind of rude to him. And she could not stop thinking about the sleazeball who always talked about all the great things his kids did.
He was always talking about his wife. He was always talking about his other kids. I knew before it even happened in the beginning that he was also sleeping with other women. I just, and she, you know, she found that out too. So I'm just like, honey,
yeah.
Let that dude go.
And then he tells her, I'm leaving my wife for a different chick, not you.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm in a selfish
phase.
Selfish phase.
I'm going to try that with Kristen. Hey, baby.
Oh, go for
I'm
it.
I'm in my selfish phase right now. It should be like.
Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
Easy, because I'm feeling like I'm in a little bit of a murderous stage. You want to try that out?
Yeah, he is so selfish. This guy is one of the scummiest dudes we've ever seen on Movie Torture. Because he doesn't even want to be a dad. Like, he's like, nope. How's Mickey doing? She's like, Mikey?
Keeps mispronouncing his name. Ooh.
And when he shows up.
I was so glad John kicked his butt. I was like, you go.
I was like, you give it to him and you give it to him good. Because
we're also missing a big point. As a mother, would you not freak out? You knew this cabbie guy for like a day or two, barely know him. And he takes the child out of the home and leaves.
Oh, yeah. No, she was justified in punching him in the face and beating him with the broomstick. He deserved more.
I was like, Max was like, Dad, this guy would go to jail. I'm like, 100%. Like I would not let anybody take Max as a baby. And he's taken to the airport, which led us to one of the funniest lines of the movie. I got to say, this is a fun when he sees another woman. And what does he say, Jacob?
Oh. What does that mean? Like, I'm the one that's
Hannah, what does he, let's have Hannah say. He's
like, Hannah, Jacob, okay, you want to say that
okay,
line?
Let me set the scene. They're in the hangar, right? And there's a woman with a shirt who's showing more than she needs to show. But baby sees it, and he's like, "Oh, what did he say?" He's like,
"Because those come in different sizes."
Yes, he's like, "Those come in different sizes. What is this, a jumbo?"
Yeah, that's a jumbo. And then John Travolta says, "Hey, stop looking at those. I know what you're thinking." He's like, "What do you say?"
He said, "Lunch." I like when he's laying in there and he goes, "If I cry, food, cry, food." Then you see him go, "Wee!"
The voice
it's just a montage of him bawling.
Yeah.
For the baby are so funny.
They are hilarious.
And he recorded all of them in one day.
Wow.
Just like went in and put a full day, and that's why it was so just like off the cuff and hilarious.
I like that. It made me just remember when Max was born and he was like, wah. I kept telling him, I said, "That was you. You were like born." I was looking at you, you're like, wah.
Baby ham Brad was like, "Calm down, Max. Calm down.
Calm down.
There.
I've become that guy from Scary Movie 2.
Just you. I don't want the. My other favorite line that we cannot say on air is when his mother is dressing him up because she's going to go finally show him to his real dad. And he's like, "Don't put that stupid lamb outfit on me. It looks stupid. I hate it. Don't do it." And she puts it on. She goes, "But you look so cute." And he goes, "But I feel." And then he drops a hard R. But he's like, "I feel with the hard R." Excellent.
The fact that we even have to say the hard R.
We can say it and I'll mute it.
There's a bleep.
So crazy. He was like, I feel like a beep. Jacob's dropping swear words on it. That lamb costume was stupid, though. It was very, like,
it was ridiculous. But I loved when they went to his office and she decided to put his poopy diaper all over his brand new fancy stone office table.
And then the baby smashes like, that figurine. He's like, take that, Tonto.
And she's like, well, I'm feeling like I'm in a destructive phase. So she trashes it.
But she really put herself through this whole thing, put herself in this position. She made some bad choices. She made some not so good choices.
Several
and now
times.
She had to kind of pay for those choices. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she made a bad choice, but she's got a great kid. And
he's amazing so kid. Cute.
He is. He's a great kid.
I cried at the end of this movie because the kid was so cute. Scene.
I love the scene where the guy comes over for the date and he keeps changing the channel on him. And then he turns it to the Downy commercial with the bear. And Mikey is so excited. He's like, oh, look, it's the Downy Bear.
Great actor.
I used to love great the Downy actor. Bear That's commercials, by the
way. He's a great actor.
Didn't you like the Downy Bear commercials? I always used to love them as a kid.
We didn't have
now TV, we get so. Those. Now we get those stupid cartoon
the
bears,
bears?
With the toilet paper stuck to their butt. Like they left a little bit on there.
No,
and they can't.
Not if you use Charmin, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, well, you're right.
I'm definitely a two paying attention to the ads.
I'm definitely a two-ply guy, though. Like, you got to go two-ply if you're going toilet paper. You can't do cheap stuff. You can't do sandpaper.
What do you mean if you're going toilet paper? What's the other option?
Bidet. Pine There's cones. Bidet. Pine cones.
Oh.
Dude wipes. There's dude wipes.
Yeah.
Dude wipes.
One. Yeah, yeah. MTD. So they come visit us. Hold on. They come visit us. We have two ply. They go to the store. He buys one ply.
On purpose?
Yes. I don't understand why MTD's a one ply guy.
Can you explain why?
It was too thin. I felt like it would rip.
It does.
In the words of Dwight Schrute, we now coddle the modern butt. So the one ply is how we used to do it.
Oh my gosh, the one ply is too thin. You're playing with fire at this point because you could end up with some on your hand.
You That's just true. End up having to use
and
so
sometimes,
much of it.
Sometimes you just have a spooky dookie where you have to use a dude wipe to really get it clean.
Oh my gosh.
You use more than one sheet. You have to use like half the roll in order for it to be a proper amount.
If you're one plying it, for sure. Sheesh. So anyway, now that we've learned MTD's toilet paper ply, what were we talking about? Where were we at in this movie?
In the office when she decides to destroy his fancy things.
I do love her mom in this movie, by the way, Olympia Dukakis. She's great and everything. Her dad is never talks, which is funny.
Yeah. Her mom makes up for it.
Her mom does a lot of talking.
It's such a great example of just like this pure, happy love in marriage that when she's like, don't you ever get bored of dad? She goes, how can I get bored of him? And like, he's just sitting there laughing at this accounting magazine. He turns the next page. It's like the most funniest thing he's ever read. I highly doubt there's anything funny in that magazine.
No. But they're a perfect couple, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. They're a perfect couple. They go good together. They enjoy each other. They know what they're getting. And, they seem really happy. It's so funny. They're so happy and she can't find happiness at all. And I love when she asked her mom, what'd she ask her at the beginning? Would you ever like him? Would you ever fall in love with a man that's married? Or what if dad was married?
Yeah. What if dad was married when you met him?
She said, I wouldn't be with him.
She was like
she answers the question.
Yeah. She just can't comprehend that answer. Because her mom makes it very simple. She's like, it's as simple as you not choosing cheesecake. If the doctor tells you to not eat cheesecake, you just don't.
Boom.
And she's like, but mom, I'm
She's like,
love.
Your dad likes cheesecake.
Okay. But the date scene is hilarious. John Travolta sets this guy up. He's like, man, she's like a woman. Like, she doesn't like to be paid for.
She's independent. She doesn't want
you to open the doors. She's independent. And then he makes Mikey pull his hair off. He's like, Mikey, how long are you staying in that date, Hannah, if the dude just like throws the check at you, never opens your door, doesn't pay the cab? I'm not continuing. I'm like, I'm out.
I'm not going to keep doing all the other things that I keep having to pay for. I'm certainly not giving him a kiss at the end of the night like he was trying to get.
Ugh.
Yeah. Ugh.
And he was not handsome. I'm sorry. She was like, no, I like you better without the toupee. I was like, no, put it back on.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. These guys on first bad dates that think they can just get a kiss is weird to me.
All of these guys were horrible. It reminded me of a date that I went on with a New Yorker, and he was so rude. I was so embarrassed to be seen with him in public. I can't stand rude people.
We haven't got an update from you. What's the dating life been like? We haven't checked in a few months. What's the status here?
It's non-existent.
Because you had a guy at Chick-fil-A like a year and a half ago. We talked about it on the show.
I didn't really have him. The update with him is that when I actually said, you know, like, why are we talking? Like, why are we never hanging out? And he was like, well, I just can't right now. Like, I just have a lot of stuff I have to work through. I was like, okay. Well, then you shouldn't be on a dating site. But he's dating someone now. She looks like she's 50, but it's fine. He seems happy, so. We were never meant to be, I'll tell you that.
I didn't even know you didn't work at Chick-fil-A anymore. Jacob clued me in on that.
How did you not know that?
I don't even remember what we were talking about. I was like, Brad, she hasn't worked at Chick-fil-A for like almost a year at this point. Like,
yeah.
It's been a long while.
February was my last full month. March was my first full month teaching piano. I posted it.
I must have missed that. I see a lot of your posts because they're fun to watch. You do your little
dance. I have a real important question.
What?
Why is it that men, even when they don't wear toupee, go the Bozo the Clown look when they lose all the top of their hair, but they let the sides grow out all long? Mm-mm. Just shave your
Just
head.
Just shave it.
Just shave it's your gone. Head. Go cue ball. That's what you got to do. Here's a PSA announcement. You don't look good like Bozo the Clown. Shave it off. Just get rid of it.
I might do a skullet, Jacob.
What is that?
The skullet's where you're bald up here, but you get some long hair back there.
A rat tail?
No, you just got I could ponytail it back here.
Yeah,
but
a rat
I got
tail.
No hair up here. Yeah, basically like a rat. No, but it starts like right here.
Ew.
No.
So a bigger rat. A New York rat tail. So
I look like a family member in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I can promise you, Kristen is shaving that off 10 seconds flat when you fall asleep.
I'm scared. Like, I would be scared to shave my head now. I don't know if it would grow back the way I want it to.
Let's try it.
I only one way to find out.
2 minutes.
In the army now, I could just... It would look like I would be all forehead.
I know you may think I wake up and look this good all the time, but I actually have to shave this like every other day.
You have to shave? It's a lot of work to go bald.
No, it takes me 2 minutes. I just, and it's done.
MTD wears the hat without the net in the back. He doesn't like the net in the back. I've learned that about him.
And then I put conditioner on the dome so that way it shines. Mesh.
Oh. But MTD has hair. Doesn't he?
No, he does. He's got hair, yeah. He's got hair, but he likes to cover up the you know, he's got a little.
A little.
I'm trying to be nice. We should change his name to One Ply in our phone at this point. One Ply. MTD and his One Ply. Next time we make a funny photo, he's going to have a hockey mask and One Ply roll of toilet paper.
The sly guy with the One Ply, Mr. MTD.
Yeah, that's our new intro.
Our next opener.
Yeah. So, where are we at? So she finally, she's gone on dates, and she finally realizes John Travolta is her man.
Not really. She does it first, and then she's like, "No, I can't do this to Mikey. Like, I gotta be very selective."
They start making out. He finally kisses. Yeah. Like, "Oh, I can't do this to Mikey. Get out of my house. Get out of my house."
She freaks out a little bit, and it's a
flashback.
It's a valid crash out.
She has a forward viewing of what their life would be like, and it's just like the most ratty New York-y family.
Oh, that was my favorite scene, by the way. Like, hello, over here. You know what I'm saying, over here? She's like,
who's ready for a mystery game? Is it Meatloaf? Is it Peaches? We don't know.
That's funny. Kristen used to have that when she was growing up. Her dad works at Campbell's, and he would bring home cans that were not marked, and she that would be that. Their. She said that before. I'm like, she lived. Yeah. That's Kristen's life.
Wow.
So anyway, round this out. What happens? She ends up.
Well, so they, one thing, when they bring Grandpa into the nursing home, John Travolta tells the worker that he can only have one candy bar a day. Otherwise, he'll eat them all at once. And so again, they have kind of a falling out when he realizes she lied to him about that she's not artificially inseminated. So the doctor calls, she goes and tries to rescue Grandpa. They find out that the orderly that they asked to do this for doesn't speak English and can only say, okay. So why is he working with people in the first place is beyond me. But so then little Mikey goes disappearing, and now all chaos is breaking loose because they leave Mikey with Grandpa, and Grandpa gets
this is basically
from the hallway.
This is so basically the lady. The inspiration for Baby's Day Out, which we where the baby's just in New York City roaming around. And
actually, it's so sweet though that Grandpa loves Mikey and he thinks it's his grandson. Yes. And he's like, and he wanted the lady catcalling him to meet his grandson. So
yes, that was sweet.
And all the old ladies know, because when Mikey's running around at the table, they're like, oh, that's dude's grandson. And they give him a breadstick and tell him to go away.
Thanks for nothing. Then he uses the breadstick to try to start the car because he remembers from when he was a baby and Johnny Boy took him out of the house. He
taught him how to drive.
He's like, just put the little here, little here.
He escapes the nursing home, hops into a car that's being towed, so he thinks he's driving it. Ends up going out in the middle of traffic. I about had a heart attack. That little baby standing in the middle of traffic in New York.
All these
cars crashing.
Yeah.
All these cars. CPS is being called, by the way.
Oh, 100%.
Like, they're like, how'd you let this baby go? What's going on here? There's no way they're just like, hugging it out. Everything's going to be okay.
No, like, they're having to pay penalties for all the damage. Their insurance is going way up.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to jail. They're losing Mikey. Mikey's going to Grandma's house to stay for a while.
Kid.
She gets fired from her accounting job. And different movie. Look Who's Talking 1.5.
In prison now. Look Who's Talking in prison now.
Yeah. So anyway, they end up together. It was great. Hannah, what do we got trivia?
Well, Mikey first was like, he calls him dad. And that's what kind of really brings them together.
That's when she was like, is dada. Because in the voiceover, he's been trying to get his mom to let John be his dad, because he hears about this dad thing. He's like, I think I'm going to ask John to be my dad. I heard that. I was like, what?
If only. What was I going to say? They had this finale where she had another baby, but they retconned that for Look Who's Talking 2. They changed it. They just basically, it doesn't even matter now, because in Look Who's Talking 2, she's pregnant in the movie and they have the second child. So, So voiced in this movie by Joan Rivers when the baby's born, voiced in part two by Roseanne Barr. So, Hannah, what's the trivia?
This movie was almost called Daddy's Home, but the producers thought that Look Who's Talking captured the humor better.
It did. And Daddy's Home would eventually be used in a Will Ferrell movie. So,
The director got the idea for this movie while raising her own daughter because she wondered what her baby would say if she could talk. Kind of sounds like she needed our sponsor.
Yeah.
in her life.
Yeah, she did need that.
Danny DeVito almost voiced Mikey before Bruce Willis was cast. The studio considered DeVito and Bill Murray.
So they brought DeVito back for the third one, which we'll probably do eventually. Look who's talking now.
Yeah.
DeVito did the voice.
Yes, Hannah.
There is, yes.
How?
This movie made a boatload, too. MTD, what did this movie make in the box office? It made a boatload.
The second one, he has his sister. The third one is the animals that are talking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We should do a problem child, Jacob. We haven't done a problem child.
We haven't.
We should do problem child. Any more trivia, Hannah?
Kirstie Alley was genuinely nervous about the birthing scenes. And she said that she never wanted to see another delivery room after filming this movie.
Oh, wow. Okay. $297 million in 89. That is a boatload
wild.
Of money. That's $500 million today. Easy.
That is a lot of money.
I mean, they had to make a sequel to this, even though it's not good. Jacob, any bad reviews?
There was only one good bad review to read. The rest of them are all pretty dumb, but this one's pretty funny. It says, babies can't talk. I'm getting really sick of this American propaganda.
That's so funny. That's a poor person, man.
That's hilarious.
I have a few. This is from GC, written on September 3rd, 2025. Classic.
I like it.
This is from Christopher Dunlay on June 17th, 2025. Definitely contains garbage characters, but acted very well. Was a great premise and followed through nicely. I don't think John Travolta's a garbage guy, though.
No.
Nah.
This guy, Fred, wrote in 2024, I love Mikey and how he talks. He is so funny. When he looks at the airplane lady and asks, you thinking what I'm thinking? And then Mikey says, lunch. Oh my gosh, this movie is great. I love it. I love the ending. It was a bit rushed, though. They should have a scene where they get married, but Albert is evil. He is so mean. Okay, 5 stars. Absolutely perfect. This guy was right.
I love how you said airplane. Like
airplane.
The airplane.
Is it airplane?
The plane.
What a movie. As we wrap this up, we have something cool we're doing this month. And we're gonna be joining another podcast. And I'm excited about that. How do you think these ladies are gonna react when they join our world on
the show?
They're
gonna question life.
They're gonna feel like, is this rock bottom? Because I thought
this is what our life choices brought us.
This is what's happened here. We're collabing with these four, counting MTD. It was funny. I sent them an email today. I was like, or yesterday, I said, can I get an audience link for MTD? He likes the Riverside audience link over YouTube. So I hope they send it to me. They're like, no MTD. Can't come on.
I would quit.
Yeah, we refuse to record if MTD's not here. That's the rule. We can't do it without him. Well, mm-hmm. Hannah, movie torture, movie gold.
Movie gold.
I'm 2 for 2.
Oh, my gosh. But she didn't say what you said she would say.
Why?
What did you say I was going to say?
Movie gold. It's not like I would watch this again, but definitely movie gold. I wouldn't watch it again. Okay, guys?
I would watch this again. I think it was during this movie. I was thinking, like, on a girls' night when I just kind of want to watch like a girly kind of chick flick, kind of love story, but not anything mushy. I would totally watch this movie again.
Okay, Hannah. First of all, I want to make it very clear. I did not voice you in a Valley Girl voice as saying that you would never watch this movie. That was Brad.
That's my voice for you, Hannah.
Appreciate it.
Jacob, movie torture, movie gold.
Oh, this was absolutely gold. It was hilarious.
I
would watch it again.
Did we just triple gold 2 straight movies this month?
I think whoever's picking our movies, I think whoever's picking our movies forgot the name of our podcast.
Wow. We triple golded both these movies. I go back to, it's easy to get Hannah to give a gold when we show her a 90s movie. She falls in love with 80s and 90s movies.
Do I?
But that's when movies were made good. Movies today are not made like they were back then.
Yeah, true.
If it's the good humor, I think that is what will get me every time.
Well, next week, we are bringing John Candy back to the show again.
Yay.
This will be his third visit, maybe. But a movie I've never seen, Jacob's never seen, Hannah, I assume you've never seen, Once Upon a Crime from 1992. We're going to be watching that movie, MTD. It's got a lot of stars in it. We're going to get a little bit of Jim Belushi. Jim Belushi is going to be on here. I love Jim Belushi. Anyway, that's another bad accent. We haven't had Mark Wahlberg in a while. I got to bring my Wahlberg back at some point. But hey, for Hannah, for Jacob, my name is Brad. For MTD on No TV, we'll see you next time on Movie Torture.